recorders on. Is, okay. Hey, Steve, you got everybody on Zoom? Everybody on?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm going to see her.
Okay. Okay, Chris.
Good evening, everyone. November the 17th, 2021, Franklin Township Board of Trustees, regular bi-weekly meeting. Welcome to everyone. I'd like to open the meeting with a prayer. Could we have Reverend Snodgrass perform the prayer, please?
Thank you, sir. Father God, we thank you for the beautiful day that you have given us. Any day that we have the warm temperatures and the sun out, it's just a great day, and we thank you for that. Lord, we ask you to be with this trustees meeting. Lord, be with the citizens that's here, Lord. Let this meeting be conducted professionally, and let everything go smoothly, Lord, we ask. We ask you to continue to put your loving arms around our military, whether they're serving here or abroad. We ask you to be with our first responders, for all the employees of this township, God, that everything that we do to benefit the citizens of this township. We ask these things in your name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Could we have the Pledge of Allegiance? We do have to do it.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic of which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay. Thank you. Could we have a roll call, Ms. Robin?
Is Nick doing the roll call?
Yeah, I can do the roll call, right?
Okay. He's doing the roll call. Okay. Thank you.
He's going in there. Are you here?
Yeah.
John?
Yes.
All right, and Ari, big scenes for tonight. Thank you.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. I have a motion to approve the following meeting minutes. Regular meeting, November the 4th, 2021.
I would second that motion.
All right, roll call. Ralph?
Yes.
John?
Yes.
And Ari's excuse. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Old business. New business, Nick, you...
I got the bills and payroll,
have
sir.
Physical department.
I got the bills and payroll for a motion if the board is ready for me to read them.
Go ahead, sir.
All right, so be it resolved by the Board of Trustees of Franklin Township, Franklin County, Ohio, that the board approves accounts payable from November 4, 2021 through November 17, 2021 in the amount of $26,319.63 and payroll paid on November 12, 2021 for $166,172.44 for a grand total of $192,492.07 from check number 67135 to 67156. And electronic vouchers from 1339-2021 to 1433-2021.
Okay, could we have a second on that, please?
I will second that.
All right, roll call, Ralph?
Yes.
John?
Yes.
All right, and all right, Steve, thank you.
Okay. You have anything else?
Steve, if you want to start with the resolution to approve obligations by the administrator and fiscal officer.
I will certainly do that. Resolution for 2021, it's a resolution approving obligations authorized by the Township Fiscal Officer. The Board of Trustees of Franklin Township, Franklin County, Ohio, met in person in a regular session at 6:30 p.m. on Thursday, November 17, 2021, and the following trustees were present. Ralph Horn, John
yes.
Slashman, and Alex was absent.
Okay,
discussion on this, if I may. This is the same understanding that we've had before in place. Is that not correct? Is there anything different? Because we have an obligation of $10,000 or less on behalf of the township.
Yes, that is correct. There should be two obligations on there that I took on before
the
office, and then the rest of them are Steve.
It's on the second page.
So these are the obligations of bills that are being met this month. Okay, so now my question, it's a little bit different this this meeting. So are we going to be seeing it like this, and then this is what we end up signing, or is, because normally we just see this, we don't have the front page. Is there something different, a resolution of obligation, understanding?
It's just attached. I mean, that's up to the board. If you guys would rather have it attached like that, we can do it going forward. I don't read off everything that Steve just did.
Correct.
You can just give the amount that was authorized and obligated through either myself or Steve.
But going forward, we wouldn't have the front page, would we? Or is that part of
you guys?
So okay.
When we put resolutions in your folder, we typically put the exhibits with them.
Okay.
And
so that's fine.
Yeah. So
it was just new to both of us today.
Right.
And it was kind of like, okay, what I originally thought this was, and I was highlighting certain things, is where our past administrator had the ability to okay up to a certain amount of monies and et cetera. So I thought that's what we were putting into play. And then the obligations in which on the back page is the obligations for the week, or excuse me, for the last 2 weeks on bills that needed to be paid. So I thought they were two separate entities.
Yes, no.
Okay, I'm with you. And with that being said, I second.
What's that resolution number going to be?
It's 2021-184.
Copy 184. And who made the move to accept it?
I did, sir.
Okay, and then Ralph will be a second.
You second that, sir?
Yeah, I guess. So I'm understanding now. This is for Steve?
No. It has nothing to do with that. This is just, it's just done differently. If you open this up,
okay.
This is the obligations right here that we have for the last 2 weeks. The obligations that need to be paid.
Oh, I see. Okay.
So what
his
threw us off was just the front page.
Okay, got you. So this is our bill from the last.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah, I'm on a second.
Okay, Ralph.
Yeah.
John.
Yes.
All right, and all right, excuse, thank you. And I will then now move on to the next agenda item that I have here, which is the medical mutual benefit. We've been in talks with Brian Linzo, our provider with Medical Mutual, and he gave us an update on the renewal. We are looking at 12%. Jeff and I have ran through these numbers, and they are correct. Our renewal is 12%. I believe Robin did make a copy of all that to have in your folder for you, so you can read the breakdown. It's for the board there, so you guys can see the breakdown of how everything looks there and what the renewals are going to look like and how much things are going to cost. There's a few things on there for the chairman to fund a few different stuff. If the board is okay with this, I would like the board to make the resolution to accept the medical mutual increase for 2020.
That's fine, sir.
Okay.
So, Mr. Chairman, would you like to make the resolution? Would you like to? You will be also signing the. There's a place for the chairman, a couple places to sign that we can do later.
Okay.
So basically, this is a renewal for.
It's a renewal for your annual insurance, is
correct,
what it is, right?
Correct.
Okay.
For all the townships.
Okay.
I mean, no, excuse me, all the employees in the township.
Correct. Okay. I'm good with it, yeah.
So I'd like to make a resolution number
2021-185,
that we accept the MetaMutual agreement as stated, effective, I guess, today.
That's effective 1/1/22.
Okay, effective 1/1.
Mm-hmm. January 1st. Yeah,
if there's no further discussion on it, I'd ask for a second.
A second.
All right, roll call on that for resolution 2021-185. Ralph?
Yeah.
John?
Yes.
NRA's excused, thank you. And then the next thing that I have on my agenda for today is for COBRA, which, as the board likely knows, this is required by law. With Toxic Medical Mutual, they are recommending that we move this to a third party called iSolve. It is looking at, it's very reasonably priced, and Robin, I think you would agree on this. I know this was something that was brought to our attention in our discussion with Brian Linzo. And I think this is something that would be a very good thing for the township to have in general, just because it is required by law, and it would potentially save us some money in the long haul.
Because the existing COBRA that we have now is under Medical Mutual. Like, they handle a COBRA. People leave.
Sure.
Okay. But Medical Mutual said they don't want to do that for us anymore.
Or did you see a third
and so if they would choose to do it, they're going to raise our percentage higher than 12%.
So.
And we said, no, we don't want 12% higher. And they then Brian Lenzo, we told him what we wanted, and we said, you know, get us what we need to ensure that we're in compliance by law at the best affordable price. This is about $500 a year.
Okay.
Flat, that's all we pay.
Right.
No matter how many people exercise the use of COBRA,
right,
we will only pay $500 versus Medical Mutual raising us up to 15% in an overarching premium, which would be significantly higher. So it's $500 for the entire year.
So essentially,
if we don't go with this, then we have to have Brian look for something else for us.
Okay.
So that's essentially to prevent from the extra raise and pay it.
Well, yeah, because Medical Mutual, they said the only way to stay at 12% is they would have to extract the COBRA.
Sure.
And so Brian said it is actually cheaper if we go out on our own anyway,
okay,
and we still get the same benefits. I mean, folks could still, if they would resign from here, still have
sounds
the exercise of right to COBRA.
It just sounds like they're wanting to penalize us if we stay with it, because they don't
want to handle it.
Right,
like,
because
yeah,
there's paperwork behind the scenes, and they would handle all of it. Like, if somebody resigned, immediately they would be contacted by this company if they would like to continue the insurance under COBRA and have the benefits through the COBRA under this policy,
okay,
they could have it.
Okay.
All right, so what I'm asking the board for is a resolution for us to go ahead and complete this application, and then once it is completed, the chairman can come in and sign it.
Okay.
If you guys
I'm having trouble understanding. What is the resolution again?
This resolution is for the COBRA insurance.
Yeah, I understand
that.
We're
going to do a third
party.
So what you would need to do is make a resolution and put it on the floor, and then we vote on it.
Okay. Just a resolution to accept...
To accept this agreement with ISOLB, which is would be thus executing COBRA.
Yeah, for Medical Mutual.
It's separating itself from Medical Mutual, but it's continuing the insurance if you would separate.
Okay. Well, I want to make sure the resolution's right, so okay.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely, sir.
Okay, so I guess you'll have a second.
Well, did you make the resolution yet?
I did.
Okay, so you're asking John for a second, sir?
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I'll second.
Okay, roll call. This will be 2021-186.
Yes, sir.
All right. Ralph?
Yeah.
John?
Yes.
All right, and Ari's excuse. Thank you. And Robin, unless I'm forgetting something, that's all I have.
Okay.
Sir, were you going to talk about the cameras or any of those things?
Oh, yes. I'm sorry. Good point. Okay. So as the board has asked, we have talked about in the past about upgrading new cameras that are at the township hall, and also getting some installed in the police department as well, just to kind of oversee the entire parking lot across the board. There are some also ones on the outside that would be replaced to oversee the road department buildings, and also along the fire department side that's kind of on the outside there as well. In talks with Revolution Group, there is a quote to replace the cameras right now at a little over $10,000 at the present time. However, due to supply chain issues, as everybody knows, whether you were in the audience or the board itself, everybody knows there have been some shortages and things of that nature. So this would likely not get completed until sometime early in 2022. So, Robin, did you make copies of the go in your folder for them to look at that, or do you have that to pass around or something?
I did. I'm just not sure where they are at this very moment.
That's fine. Right. So I just wanted to update the board on that. If you guys want to take a look at the quote, that's fine.
I don't.
It's a company that is Clean Revolution Group that they have used in the past, and this would be for them to come in and
install. Look at my basket, my phone.
I know this is something that the board is.
I don't have it either,
so I'm trying to figure out where I put it.
And move forward with giving you guys an update on that quote.
Okay,
it's here somewhere.
I was just asked from Revolution Group to go ahead and bring this to your guys' attention.
So this would not exceed $10,000? Is this in?
It's like $10,300. Actually, I have the amount in front of me. $10,520.57 is their
quote. I don't know where it is, to be honest.
So what does that include? You know, we don't have anything here, so can we put this on the next meeting, and then we'll have the information in front of us?
Yeah, that's fine. This would include 8 bullet cameras and 2 dome cameras with all new Cat 6 cabling and a 16-channel NVR that has a 10-terabyte hard drive. The work will be completed during Monday through Friday work hours. I can forward the quote to the board
okay,
so you guys can look at it, and by the time we come to the next meeting, you guys can make a decision on it. That's okay.
Sure, and then the other thing
is,
by some chance, I know when the chief used to have Steve's office, he had a monitor that was up on the wall, and he could look up and see all the different squares of the camera. Are we able to do something like that as well? And will our server handle it, or do we need to upgrade the server at the same time?
I think, based on what I've been going back and forth with the
company,
and I think they
would have
their contact information.
I'm sorry. I thought it was
very resolute. They would be installing a gigabyte switch on their own, like, that is specific to the cameras only, and also using the ID cameras, at least the one by the township, also will be left with a pole on the bandwidth, and that's my understanding. But again, I can pull it all the same.
I've got it now in front of me, Nick.
Yeah.
I've got it in front of me. So are these going to be, do you know if these are going to, I see that they're a Cat 6. Are these, nowadays they go to a digital camera. Are these going to be digital?
Yes, they will be digital. They will no longer be the analog either, but they're not going to be the coax cable type cameras like that are presently on the township.
And are we looking at inside here, like we have a camera at the exit up there that hasn't worked?
Yeah, there's pictures.
And this one.
Yeah, they're on here where they're going to put them.
So those would be replaced. And my next question on it is, would we have the ability to turn on sound, like right now when we're in a meeting?
Yes, we'll have kill switches, yes.
Okay. So I've got my answers to question, and Mr. Horn, it's up to you if you'd like to move or if you'd like to take time on this.
They'll integrate this with our current computer server system.
Sure. Yeah, I'm trying to figure out just exactly the purpose of all this, and
well, one of the biggest,
and it looks like the pricing is I lost a little information on the pricing.
Okay.
Over $10,000 here, and
well, it's to put security cameras throughout the entire property.
Okay.
That means all the buildings, this building, and there's pictures there, sir.
Okay.
And all around the back, and also in here, because currently none of our cameras work. So if somebody comes in here with a gun and shoots somebody, we have no witnesses, we have no nothing. Hoping that would never happen. Well,
I can't help but put my hand up.
But you're never always here to help us with that. But I'm just saying.
Not just that.
But this is also, just a minute if I could, sir.
Yeah, good.
This is also a, Ralph, is a exchange place for people that exchange on weekends for child, not support, but child, what do you
visitation.
Call it? Visitation.
Visitation. Yeah, we have people that do it every Wednesday morning. They exchange a child here at the front, and they have no idea that the cameras don't work.
And here's on a weekend, too.
Yes, you're right.
The biggest problem is we went from analog, which these are, to our server being digital, and it won't talk to each other. So to update this, I mean, we've been trying to get this to this point for some time. But if you want to table this, sir, it's up to you.
Well, this is the very first time I've heard of anything. $11,000 is a lot of money. I think we probably should discuss a little bit.
Okay.
You know, prior, I'm not sure, and the other thing I'm not sure is we had a raft of cameras here at one time.
Well, none of them work, sir.
They're all
analog. They don't match our system anymore, so they don't work, unfortunately.
Okay, it really has to do with the Revolution Group, Sam. Okay.
No, it's something we ask of them to do for security purposes. They're like, we're exchanging money at the window, and we have, you know, not that there's a problem, but Nicole has money. Somebody could come up there and try to rob her or whatever, and we have no way to track if there's violence in here of any sort. So go ahead.
I have to say that I was the one that's going to push this, because the courts are sending these people where there's volatile relationships between exes with child exchanges to our lot, because they think we're videoing outside here, and because there are police next door to document anything that happens. And it was that was one of the reasons I asked the Revolution Group when we first went into communications with them to get these cameras fixed outside here, because we're going to end up in a liability situation. I'm not talking about money. I just think we need to have the cameras out there.
Okay.
And because of that, for us. And that's why.
Yeah, I mean, do you have all the information, Lieutenant?
I don't know anything about that. I just said we needed to have the cameras. We have to have them out there.
Okay.
So Revolution Group walked the property. I'm not sure if they walked. Nick, do you know if they walked with you? Who did they walk with?
It they did. I walked with them. We walked over to the police modular. Rat was even kind of introduced a couple of different things. We showed them where the network room was over there. We showed them where the network room was in the township hall. And by the way, the cameras would be installed on their own little wall thing that's not connected to the other things that are up in the server room in the township hall. So it would kind of be separate from that, which is a good thing because there's already enough things connected up there. But again, I walked the whole property with them. I pointed out where we would be wanting the cameras to be and where they would need to be pointed. Ratliff even talked to them for a minute. So, you know, Ratliff commenting there was another good thing, I think, as well, just to kind of tell the board that, hey, you know, we talked to them as well. Eric and two other representatives came out. There are pictures in the quotes of where the cameras would be placed.
So one question I have, I'm looking at this. We would have one right above the trustee tag. What about the one by the exit door coming back? I don't see where that one would be.
The one that's up above the exit door, that is in one of the pictures.
Thank you.
It is in the picture. On, if you're looking at the pictures on, it's this one by the door here. This is the exit door.
Oh, I thought that was in her office.
No, that's just there's an exit sign above. Yep. See, it's that door.
Yeah, I'm totally lost on it.
Oh, that is her office, though, right?
It is.
And where is that one?
And, you know, that one, almost $11,000 bill here we're asking to pass.
I don't know that we got that one because that one's going to shine all the way in. I think it's.
But I think it would be important that we would have one here, too.
Well, that one, the one above your head covers three quarters of the room. It just didn't cover the back side of the table.
But, I mean, with a new camera, it would cover anyone that would be coming in.
Yeah, that one there would do that unless they turned it. That's why that one was installed, was to get
all of it.
But I think in here, it would be nice to have it both ways. I mean, one, we would have the faces of someone breaking in.
Well, right now it's both ways.
Right, but what I'm saying on here, we're only showing it being put up
one way
from there this way. I think we should consider having that one there and there.
When the board first signed up with Revolution Group, the one thing we asked them initially was to fix the cameras after Scott Rogers left. I don't know if he took the wires or not, but all the cameras function. They just need to be rewired and maybe some additional put outside.
Okay. Well, I think with that, though, they're moving to these other new cameras because, again, our server is digital and these cameras are analog and they will not.
Was some of these digital? Didn't you have some digital that were?
Well, I believe he replaced some that were all all digital.
And then we were waiting on the server.
But I don't know. I don't know how long Revolution Group has been here, but they were supposed to tackle it immediately. So I don't know. It's not my money.
Yeah.
So, okay. It's up to you, sir, if you want to move on it tonight or table it.
Well, I like that a little bit. I mean, I planned on having all these cameras checked. We've been kind of away from them for a while to see what we did and didn't need. I have no clue.
Right.
Revolution did come in and look at them at one point. I don't know what happened.
Okay.
But they came in and looked at them and said they weren't usable. I remember. But it was like 2 years or something, way after.
Did you see a written thing on them, Jim, or anything?
I don't want to say that.
Did I see what?
Anything written says these aren't any good or anything?
No, it was just communicated, like talk.
Okay.
But they were here, I was here when they were here.
Then the other thing, we're still over at the White House over there. I think there may be a camera or two over there.
I believe there is.
You know, actually taken or anything. I would prefer to wait for one meeting and let us do. Jim, could you help us figure it out? Where we got cameras at? You and maybe Mr. Ratliff there, and see if you can figure out. Because I'm thinking that we may already have cameras to fit the bill.
Oh yeah, that's what they get paid to do.
So before we spend the money, I'd like to do that and take another look, okay? Is that okay?
That's fine. I will just comment to the board with the updated firewall that Revolution Group just did not too long ago. I'm not sure that the cameras that are currently in place will work, so, but we can certainly try and see.
Okay. He's going to do is they're going to look and see if any of these will work.
Okay. Yeah, I'm having a real hard time here. Okay, just hold on to this if you would, Robin.
Okay.
Thank you.
Well,
Okay, is there anything else that you had in there?
I don't think so, not at this time. Robin, did you have anything?
No, sir.
Okay.
Okay, thank you.
Okay,
Chief. Okay. Yeah, Chief Smith from the police department.
Thank you, Ralph. Lieutenant Ratliff has some stats. That's about all we have right now.
These are some of the stats for, first off, I'd like to make sure that everybody gets on our website and signs up for our newsletter. You sign up for a newsletter, you get our stats, all the events that are happening, and you're up to date constantly. FranklinTownshipPolice.com. Go to the newsletter, sign up, and sign up. Okay, you get it monthly.
You can buy me a computer, I'll get on there.
Oh, yeah. See what your phone. Yeah. Okay, crime stats for October 2021, which was last month. We had 1,052 runs that our officers handled. We had 21 assault of other units, which are other officers that were assaulted during their duties. 10 burglaries, 10 burglary in progresses, 7 people with guns. We only had 1 shooting last month. 3 We had 7 the month before. We had 2 last week. 3 officers with a knife. 1 officer in trouble on our department. 1 robbery, 5 robbery in progresses, 5 passing bad checks, 10 shots fired in an area, 28 stolen vehicles, 10 stolen vehicles recovered, 8 suicide attempts, 87 suspicious person calls, 47 suspicious people in cars, 6 suspicious cars, those are just where cars were left parked and probably were some of the stolen cars that were recovered. 10 vandalism reports, 14 threat or harassment reports, 17 mental runs, 84 alarm drops, 90 investigate complaints, like neighborhood disputes, different things like that, 22 911 hangups, 7 civil protection orders where somebody's violated them, 10 assaults, 2 blocking disabled vehicles, 3 DOAs, which isn't bad, 6 overdoses, 17 warrants that were served, 8 dog bites, 52 auto accidents that were not injuries, 15 non-injury hit-skip accidents, 34 auto accident injuries with injury, 2 auto accidents with injury that did a hit-skip and ran, 52 traffic offenses, 65 domestics, 5 neighborhood complaints, 9 drunk person calls, 8 DUIs, 9 fights, 3 fire calls, 75 assisted ambulance calls, 16 juvenile complaints, 34 theft calls, 14 thefts in progress, 8 missing persons, and 92 miscellaneous calls per night.
And a partridge in a pear tree.
Yeah, that's a lot of stuff.
Right into the holiday time.
Well, that's a lot of steps.
You want to give up to Robin?
Well, thank you.
Last month. Month of October?
Yeah.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Thank
I'll get it in a minute.
Well, and
it's a lot.
Well, that's actually less than the month before. That's what we're going on right now.
Well, in lieu of maybe upsetting anyone or making them angry, I was really disappointed that the police levy passed it. Put us in pretty dire straits there. I don't know. I'm going to work as hard as I can and try to figure out a way to carry on with our guys here. I mean, it's very clear that we need service. And in today's times and so forth, circumstances that is around and everything, it's I fear for all of our safety, not just me. I mean, it's a situation that I think if we ever needed our law enforcement, this is one of them. So I appreciate what you guys do or try to do, sir, and Chief. And I know sometimes we're a little hampered was not having enough people, not having enough help, and this, that, and the other. And I think any time you try to do a service and working with the public and things like that, you're going to have a lot of problems. And so, but I was disappointed. I hope we can maybe recover down the line here, and everyone can see fit to maybe try to help to keep our neighbors and our children and everything safe. So at that, I'll say I'm sorry and thanks for you guys, what you do there. Is there anything that you'd like to say, Chief? Or?
No, that's all we have for tonight,
Rob. Under the fire department, sir.
Okay. All righty, we'll go to the fire department then. This is going to be our new chief for the ones that haven't met him yet, Mr. Arnold. He's about a 20-year veteran of our department, aren't you, sir?
Just short. 18.
And Jim Welch, our current chief, is retiring. He'll be retiring in January. So Mr. Arnold will take over his position. So if you wanted to say a few words to the people that haven't met you, sir.
Sure. Good evening. I'm Bob.
Hello.
Hello. Okay. Nice to see not everybody here. A couple of new folks. How are you? Like Chief said, I've been around 18 years. Love this place. It's the only place I've ever worked full time. It's the only place I'm really planning on working full time. I love it here.
Okay.
The only thing I have tonight is to extend a contract for the diesel exhaust systems to be purchased and installed at both stations to the Hastings Air Control Group. They have the best bid. They have the best product. And it's funded by the assistance, the firefighter grants through the federal government. So 90% of it is paid for by the government. That grant.
Well, we appreciate your service to the township, and certainly, and it's already spending 20 years. That means a lot to me. That means that you like the township and you like where you are, I'm sure.
Absolutely.
The gentleman that you are could have had other jobs if you wanted to over the years, and we appreciate you staying majority and hopefully all of your career with us. We hope we can do anything. And just so the residents know, he does bring to us some really good news. I think most of you that have been around is aware that when when Charles was able to get the grant for us for some firefighters. It was a 3-year grant. I hope most of you do recall that. And we were able to sustain our fire department to full force. Well, Mr. Arnold has done the same thing through his work and diligent work there, and assistance from Chief Welch and so forth. He has been able to grab another grant for us that will be another 3-year grant, and that will allow us to hire and keep on board another additional 10 firefighters. So, sir, we appreciate that, and thank you very much for your dedication to the township.
So, what's the name of the company? Again, I'm so sorry.
We have Hastings?
Resolution.
Oh, okay.
You got a resolution for the.
I didn't understand. What did you have there?
This is the resolution to extend the contract for the
exhaust system.
The exhaust system. Okay.
Under the assistance for firefighters grant, he had to get bids.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, we'd like to ask for a resolution to replace what do you call it now?
Install.
Okay.
Purchase and install.
Exhaust.
Okay.
The exhaust there.
That's for both firehouses, correct?
Yeah,
correct.
Both firehouses. Okay, can I have a second on that?
I will second that.
Okay, thanks.
Right.
Yeah, and I just wanted to comment that Arnold Kretcher from Lombo, Pete typed this resolution up, correct?
Yes.
Okay, that's what I thought. All right, this is resolution number...
It's one. It's 2021-187, I'm sorry.
Oh, that's okay. Roll call, Ralph?
Yes.
John?
Yes.
And Ari's excused, thank you.
Okay.
So this is for the purchase and, just to be clear, this is purchase and install of the diesel exhaust system for Hastings Air Control Incorporated.
Okay.
Just for clarification.
Yeah, for both stations.
All righty. Thank you very much. Does anyone have any questions for Mr. Arnold or would like to say hello to him while he's up?
Hi.
Well.
Thank you.
Okay, well, thank you very much, sir. Let's see.
Road Department.
Road Department, Jim Stevens.
Oh, he has a hot seat.
Well, you've been napping all week, I guess.
Oh, I know. Got a hustle on out there.
Yeah.
Well, when we sent the agenda items out, I had nothing.
No, I didn't.
Either.
I didn't think so, Jim.
Yeah. One thing that I wanted to bring up, well, how's everybody doing tonight, first of all? Our leaf collection situation, leaves just aren't cooperating with us at all. They're kind of hanging on a little bit longer than they should. So we're doing the best we can. We've already made two trips through the township, still doing it every day. We're hoping that we're going to not have to end up fighting leaves and snow at the same time, but there's a good possibility that the leaves are going to carry us into about the middle of December, I'd venture to say. It's kind of tough.
How is the machine doing? It's
doing great.
Holding up the shoe?
Oh, yeah.
I saw it running today. It is nice.
Oh, yeah. It's what's really good about it is just one of the guys, he likes to ride on the machine, so we don't have to worry about that. He's on it all the time, so he's fine. With that being said, our brush collection, which we offer 12 months out of the year, gets kind of put on the back burner during leaf season, specifically right now because it takes three of the four of us to do leaves with the two trucks and one operator on the machine. That just leaves one of us to do brush, which makes it kind of difficult to do. Can't drive a truck and a backhoe both at the same time. With that being said, after our budget meetings and everything we had today, we kind of broached the subject of us getting back up to full staffing. I think now would be a pretty good time to possibly think about doing that because having that fourth person back here would make it so we could go ahead and fulfill everything that we really need to do. In talking and looking through a lot of the applications that we've had, we've been accepting applications now for about 5 months. Looking at it, I've got one person in mind that I would like to ask to come back. I'd like to see if the board would entertain the thought of asking to see if Tom Cheshire would like to come back. As a lot of you know, Tom, he worked with us for a long time, retired, and is in a situation now where he could come back and work for us. With that being said, there would be no training involved. He could actually train us because he's been there for so long. It would just seems like that would be a good addition to our department.
Is that a full-time or part-time position?
It'd be full-time.
Full-time?
It'd be full-time. I checked with Robin. I've talked with Steve, Jeff, Nick.
It was in his budget for 2021, and he
sure,
chose not to.
I just didn't know full-time or part-time.
Yeah, you got it.
It would be a full-time position, and bringing him in at a lower level, the step B number. He would just be a huge asset to our department. I mean, all the way around. The training, especially coming into snow season, if something was to happen to where we had one of our guys sick or out or something like that, we wouldn't be down a truck. Tommy's already extremely familiar with all of our routes and everything that we do. He trained me. So,
when would you want to start him?
Well, it would be depending on the completion of a physical. I'd like to have, he'd have to go get his physical and everything, so completion of a physical and then kind of go from there and we'll set a higher date. I'm hoping that naturally we would start him with pay period, which Robin likes us to be able to do that.
Yes, thank you.
So
appreciate
Robin,
that.
If you're good with that, we need a resolution.
Yeah. Yeah, Steve and I talked about that a little bit the other day, and I'm definitely in favor of getting someone else. I'd like to make
a motion. Step moving forward with Tommy.
Yeah, make a motion. I don't know, is it possible that you could start maybe after a little bit after Christmas or something around the first of the year?
We still have to get his physical and stuff.
I'll get with Tom tomorrow, and I'll get with either Byron or Bobby and see about, you know, who they use for their physical, and get a physical set up for Tom.
Well, the weather may jump any time, so you may need to get him going pretty quick. So, well, you can just go ahead and move forward then. Do you have any one selected yet? Or
Tommy.
Oh, Thomas, okay.
Tommy.
Okay.
Remember Tommy that used to work here?
That's who we're talking about.
Tommy coming back.
Tommy.
Yeah, okay. Coming back.
Are you serious?
Yeah, he's in great condition.
I don't know how many of you remember Tom, but he's one of my all-time favorites.
Right? That's what Jim's asking, sir.
Okay. So he needs a resolution.
Well, thank you very much. Just go ahead and...
Do you want to put a resolution on the table, sir?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So it's resolution 2021-188.
Yep.
All right, and I have one quick thing just to clarify. It says he would be hired as Step B.
Step B, second from the bottom.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. And then we need to read off the resolution and who it is. And
yeah.
Go ahead, sir.
Yeah, Thomas. I can't remember his last name.
Cheshire.
Cheshire. Okay.
That's Step B, and then you'll get it upon completion of a physical.
Yeah, subject to his past his physical and so forth. So, can I have a second on that?
So this is a resolution to hire for the road department at Step B, Tom, and I have a hard time.
Cheshire.
Yeah.
On completion of his physical.
Yeah.
Correct, sir? Is that what you're saying?
Correct.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm good with that. Yeah.
Is that a second?
That is a second.
All right, roll call then on resolution 2021-188, Ralph.
Yes.
John?
Yes.
And R.H. Excuse, thank you.
But I appreciate that, gentlemen.
Well, I'll sure be glad to have him back.
Yeah.
And by doing this, it's definitely going to help us. I mean, we're just shorthanded and getting backed up.
You have.
How many years did he have in before?
18, I believe, wasn't it? Or,
it was 18.
Yeah, I think it was. Yeah, Tom got real sick there, and he kept improving on his, he had gotten cancer there for a while. And fought it through, didn't he?
Can't really talk about
him. But anyway, he's one of our good guys for sure.
Yeah.
Well, thanks, Jim. Appreciate it. Does anyone else have anything for Jim? Or?
Yeah.
Yeah. Connie, how are you?
Yeah, I asked you earlier about the patching, and you said something about old patching, and I didn't hear what you said.
We're going to be in the Broadlawn area. Right now, with the leaves and everything we've got going on, we're trying to get caught up. So we've got some areas right there.
I can nag you in the spring if it's better.
No, we're going to try to get up in there as soon as we can get some downtime to get up there. We've got some issues coming off of Broad Street right there, too. We're trying to work with ODOT. They get ODOT right away and trying to get them to come in there and get some things taken care of. I keep getting phone calls about that, and that's on them.
Yeah.
We've notified the SDF's branch and Grove City branch. And they know they hear what people say.
Connie Price. Connie Price. She's talking to Jim.
I know. I'm just saying.
Is that what's problem?
Yeah,
you're having trouble hearing. Okay. We'll try to speak up a little bit.
Somebody's mouth or the
Mr. Horn's had a little trouble hearing.
Yeah.
So we could all just kind of, if you're
It seems like I have a little trouble hearing with everybody's mask on, so forgive me.
I might have to project a little bit more.
Good to see you, Connie. I haven't seen you for a long time. Thank you. Okay. Already, how about Nick?
He's already done.
Okay.
He's done.
Okay, we'll introduce you to a new member of the Franklin Township family. I think most of you do remember Mark Potts. That was your with us for about two years and 2 months. That's what he told me. That's the reason I know exactly. And I felt pretty good about it. As much as we banged him around there, he gave me a hug when he left, and I was happy about that. So I guess I wasn't too hateful to him, you know. But anyway, this is our new administrator here, Steve Mazer, M-A-Z-E-R. And he took over the position there, I think it was 2 weeks ago, when that correct
stage. Almost been a month, believe it or not.
Almost been a month, sir.
Almost been a month. Time flies when you're having fun. Yes, I think, man, you've had a little fun there, haven't you?
I think so, yeah. I think so. Yeah.
Well, I've enjoyed the first, I guess, month with you, so thank you for that. But anyway, he's got a few things to do. If you want to say hi to the residents there.
I look forward to working with all of you. You all have been great to me so far. Thank you.
And go ahead. Well, you've got a few things there you need to talk about.
I do. The first thing is I wanted to update the board. We have a bond that we get for each of our employees. Specifically, Robert, correct me, or Nick, correct me if I'm wrong. We carry is a $250,000 just on the fiscal department alone.
Well, me and Nick individually.
Individually.
So that's about, $500,000.
Yes, which is $285 a year for each of you.
Right.
Okay. Well, what we can do through the Township Association is have an umbrella policy, which for roughly $300+ a year, it's $250,000, and it covers all the employees. Instead of paying an individual policy for Robin, one for Nick, one for me, one for
the trustees,
Nicole.
It's a huge savings.
Yes, it is a huge savings, and I think it's a benefit for the township that you have. Instead of, for example, me carrying a $10,000 bond and the trustees carrying a $10,000 bond, anything would happen, each employee is covered for $250,000. And like I said, it's just for, you know, $30-$40 a year difference. So that's one thing I'd like the trustees.
Now, is this more the insurance type?
Yeah, it's going to be an insurance. It actually came to us from our insurance carrier, Otarma. They called me and said, because I was calling about adding Steve on, getting James ready, getting you renewed. Yeah. And she's like, whoa, why don't we look at this instead? It's going to save you literally, it's really like pennies if we might pay just a little bit more, you know.
Right.
And she said, and the policy is wonderful.
Yeah.
Like none of us would be individually going, you know, if something happened, they're going to look at us individually.
Yeah. So we're going to need a resolution to pass that
tonight? Yeah.
Do you want to make that resolution, sir?
Yeah, I think it's great, Steve was telling me that it's fairly reasonable compared to what we currently are paying.
It's pretty much pennies.
Yes, okay.
Yeah.
So we'll make a motion to.
It'd be a resolution.
For Otarma.
Yes.
Our insurance carrier for their new. That is a new policy, new umbrella policy.
It's a replacement.
Yeah, they're going to replace each of the individual bonds, because you have an individual bond, and they would list all of us that have individual bonds under one insurance policy for like the $300 a year.
Okay.
That covers everybody if there is some sort of a auditing finding or something. It goes under the policy.
That is a well of a deal. If you take a look at a lot of bonding companies and everything, I don't know how long Franklin Township's had this organization, but I know it's been quite a while, you know, over the years. So anyway, I'd like to make a motion.
A resolution.
Could I have a second for that, John?
And that resolution is stating, if I may be correct, sir, replacing the upcoming
bonding company with
just for the record.
Yep.
For each of the two, the fiscal officer, as well as the assistant, as well as the trustees, and as well as our administrator.
And Nicole's on it, too.
And Nicole's in there, too.
For this position.
Correct. And that's what you're referring to as your resolution, sir?
Yes.
I would second that.
All right. And for clarification, when would this be effective?
This would go in effect at the next.
It would be effective next based on
year, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it would be
1/1/22. Because that's off the new one would start.
Yeah, they'll send me a paper, and then you may each of us may have to sign it, and then that'll go in on 1/1/22. And they said it's captured in our OTARMA policy, so we pay one time.
Yeah, gotcha.
It's in, included in all the vehicle, building, all that policy.
Yeah, about any contracts or anything we're renewing or that type of thing would be the first of the year.
Correct.
Okay. Perfect. Then I'll do a roll call here on this one.
Okay.
2021-189. Ralph?
Yes.
John?
Yes.
And Ari's excused. Thank you.
Okay, Steve, what do you have next?
Well, with Nicole, I wanted to see if the board would have a conversation regarding Nicole's probationary period, if we could reduce that. She really has been an asset to the township and to me. She's just been very valuable. So I'm asking the board if they would consider maybe reducing her probationary period.
How much time, Steve?
It's 5 days.
Okay,
here's where I'm at with this. I understand why it's being asked, and I'm just going to be transparent. By us doing this, and as an elected official, I want to be as transparent as possible. What this ends up doing is, on the day after Thanksgiving, it gives her the day paid. I would prefer, as a trustee, since we're going to be closed anyways, I would prefer to ask the board if we would be considered giving her the day pay just like everybody else. Mm-hmm. Allow the time to run out because we'll set a precedent.
Yeah.
When we set the record that we're ending someone's probation period early.
Yeah.
And it's never been done, and how it tends to look, I would prefer to be transparent and honest and say the benefit that's going to come from it. That may not be why, but that would be how it would be perceived.
Let me interrupt you just a minute. I've looked over. Yeah, I'll get with you in just a moment, okay? I have looked it over, and Steve has looked it over, and what her work agreement is right now is we do have the option. What did that say exactly, Steve? We could, to the discretion of the trustees or something to that effect, we could go to the 30th of the month or something like that, or have the option, you know, if we
sure.
choose.
Sure.
You have the discretion.
Yeah, you know, to do it.
The board has the discretion.
Yeah.
Correct.
At our discretion. And having said that, I think it's a day, 1 day's pay.
Correct. It'd be the day after Thanksgiving. Yeah, same as everybody else.
Correct. And, so, you know, from what I've seen and the work, honestly, that Nicole has done.
Correct.
I would recommend, if, of course, agreeable to you, that if we would let her have that. I think from what I've seen and the things she's done, and I won't go into all that detail.
Right. I understand.
But she is more than worthy of having a Thanksgiving Day's pay, and I would ask her, graciously ask for you to agree.
So before we go to the vote, I'm going to say it again.
Hold on just a minute, Nicole.
Go ahead.
I just wanted to say, first, thank you for considering it. Secondly, the collective bargaining agreement specifically states that upon the board's discretion, they can choose to shorten the length of time of your probationary period or extend it. I feel like the only precedent that it would be setting by shortening that probationary period is that if you do a good job, then you're rewarded for it.
Okay. So where I'm at with this, and unfortunately there's two of us, and we need to come to some kind of conclusion because Thanksgiving's around the corner. So I am a no vote on shortening it under the premise because there's a holiday and a holiday pay.
Okay.
If it wasn't for that, yes. It's because of what it's going to benefit.
Okay.
I would ask the board to consider we are allowed to extend the same courtesy as the rest of the employees by letting her have that day off. We're going to be closed anyways.
Right.
To have that day with pay. If it wasn't tied into each other, meaning that if it wasn't presumption of we are changing the time so that she's awarded that
it's
day.
It's just simply giving her a day off with pay.
Right.
Right. Okay. Because we're talking 5 days and she's going to be out of probation anyway.
That's true.
But if we change it and say we now her probation's up and then she gets the benefit of the day, that's just bad. I'd much rather be transparent and say, listen, let's give her the benefit because she is a good worker. She has heard from everybody that
she's
done
really
wonderful.
Gone above and beyond what
right.
anyone would expect.
Right. So that's why I'm inclined to ask the board to consider her with that same privilege as everyone else.
Well, that would be fine with me. Is that mm-hmm. would that be acceptable? Would you feel comfortable doing that, Nicole?
Like I said, I'm happy that you guys even considered addressing the topic at all. So whatever you guys decide.
Sure. Now okay. I don't. Now in normally we're not addressing the employees
yeah.
in doing so I don't want to get any ill will.
No.
But what I'm trying to say is, if I was, you know, we're dealing with the public's money, and
yes, we are.
And then later people would say, well, he changed the rule so that she yeah. could benefit. That's where I have. I know you're not, but
yeah,
I'm just saying.
I feel like it doesn't change. In my opinion, shortening the probationary period isn't changing the rules. It is utilizing the privileges that you're given per the collective bargaining agreement.
But you're still benefiting if we change. If we didn't give you the day off with pay, and we shorten the probation period, bingo, you now get the day off pay.
You're still going to pay me. I feel like that's actually utilizing the taxpayers' money incorrectly, because that's not per the collective bargaining agreement verbiage.
Sure. So what I would say is, I would be happy because of the reports that I've heard, the above and beyond, you cross-train and help each other departments. You've been, from what I found out today, going through and finding the stuff that the Nick's office and stuff that we can either get rid of that we no longer have to keep, and that's above and beyond your job.
Yeah, and the container outside.
And then...
And she routinely does that job.
So what I would like to do is make a resolution allowing Nicole to benefit in the day off after Thanksgiving as the other employees.
Okay.
So she's getting Thanksgiving and I'm a little bit confused
yeah,
on the language.
Just that's what we get. Just because
Thanksgiving and the day after, is that
correct,
what you're saying?
Correct.
Okay. I just want to make sure when I write
right.
this up.
Right. So that she's benefiting in the same pay structure as what everyone else is.
Thanks.
Can I just say something to
yes.
the microphone?
Yeah,
right?
Go ahead.
I got a motion on the floor. Can you wait until we get
yeah.
a vote, sir?
I'm in favor
well,
of that.
Well, let's wait till her say
yeah.
roll call.
Okay, just a second. So we're doing a resolution. I just want to make sure
yeah.
we're doing a resolution. So that's going to be 2021-190, and
right.
then Nick's going to do the vote and everything.
Okay.
And roll call on this, Ralph.
Ralph?
Yes.
John?
Yes.
Ari is excused. Thank you.
Now, Lieutenant, you had a question.
Sorry about that.
That's okay.
I think what he's trying to say to make you feel better is, like, he has contracts with his guy, I do too, and we stick with our probationary period. And if he were to allow you even 5 days off of yours, it would open up possible problems for us with the year probation. Well, you let this
yeah.
employee off on, and they would raise that, and I'm sure your guys would too. So,
and this is a regular hourly rate.
Yeah,
it's
right.
Just trying to be very specific.
Correct.
It doesn't matter. It's
and
still
the contract states that they are allowed to do that.
Yeah, we probably could too, but we don't.
But like I said, I'm just honored that it would even address
yeah.
it all either
yeah,
which way.
Town,
I appreciate
yeah.
that.
Okay.
Well, I do, and Steve as well. Steve has started discussing it with me, and I thought, yes, I've seen what you do, and I won't go into great detail, but it was certainly worthy of what you do. Plus the fact, one thing I will state that if there's something that needs to be done, I mean, there's no quarrel about, hey, this, that, and the other, this time, that time, she just stays and does it. And so I think she's deserving.
And that's why one reason I would say that we should extend the courtesy of
exactly
the holiday.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that, and I'm sure she will too.
I do. Thank you, guys.
Okay. All right, thank you. We'll move ahead.
She's got a couple more things, sir.
Just wanted to let you know that we have preliminary discussions with the union. This is 413, which covers the road department. We'll be meeting with their rep next week on the 23rd. So we will get those discussions progressing. And, of course, I will keep...
John, did you want to attend that with us?
We can't, only one trustee, I think.
Yeah,
sir, if you're the chair, you'll be the person that
okay.
would be
that's fine.
Taking that, because then it consumes as a meeting, so we're only about one.
Yeah, right. That's on right. Is that Tuesday? And
the 23rd.
Yeah.
I'll get you the exact
yeah.
time, Ralph, at 9 or 10 o'clock. And oh. then the last thing I have is Valley View just passed an ordinance, 816, where... and their board voted 5-0, where they will no longer be a part of Franklin Township. So they'll report to the county commissioners that they will kind of be their own unincorporated.
Yeah, and from what I understand, that the last time that they did this push, the county commissioners said no.
Okay.
Yeah, that's very possible. That could be. So we'll see how that plays out. Okay, let's move on.
Mr.
Okay, I wanted to check with her new, well, you might as well say our new chief here, I guess. I'll call him chief. But do we have fire alarms?
We have an alarm. That's my reminder, man.
Bedtime?
Yeah.
I'm teasing you.
Do we have fire alarms in inventory over there?
Some of smoke detectors?
Yeah. Or smoke detectors, I should say.
Yeah.
Okay. That reason I'm asking, I need a couple installed, plus a resident had contacted me and said, hey, they need... So who should they who should we contact?
They can call the fire department directly, or they can call me, and
okay.
I will facilitate that. We do
okay.
have a relationship with Red Cross to get smoke detectors for any resident that needs them.
Okay.
The firefighters will come out and install them for you.
Okay. So anyone that needs a fire alarm now, they could go ahead. I'm going to call Linda Mercer as the resident that asked me. She needs one or two, I think. And I need a couple. So anyone that would like to have a couple of fire extinguishers installed.
Extinguishers, fire.
Smoke
detectors.
Smoke detectors.
Smoke detectors, sir. Yeah. You got it.
Yep. Just call the fire department at Sullivan Avenue. And
or call here. And
or call here.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter. Or call Nicole or somebody and schedule the fire department to come out and install you a couple. They're free. Furnished from the fire department.
They are unbelievably effective in saving lives. That's
okay.
Way in the fire service to save lives is smoke detectors.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Alrighty. Let's see here. John, wanted to check with you just a minute. If we had anyone that wanted to speak or anything.
We got the cards. They're right here, sir.
Oh, you got them here. Okay, you're on the ball there. Thank you.
Mm-hmm, no problem. So
yeah,
we're
John,
going to tell the
comments. Did you have anything new there?
I do not, sir.
Okay.
Just that everyone have a good holiday.
Okay.
We got to make sure Steve's got anybody, too.
Fine.
You want to do Zoom?
No, I'm just saying that's all I have.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt you.
Okay.
Good holiday.
Right.
Okay, now I have just... For the residents and everybody, I wanted to give you a schedule. Of course, we got holidays coming up like crazy here. Our next general meeting will be here on December the 2nd. Okay, if anyone that wants to get the dates here. The next one would be on
16th.
Yeah, December the 16th.
That's going to be the last one.
Okay. And our first meeting of the new year will be on January 12th.
So we're skipping the 30th.
Mm-hmm. Sir?
We're skipping the 30th of December.
So we'll be canceling that one.
We'll be actually skipping over the last one of the year right before New Year's.
Yeah.
Okay.
So the dates would serve, if I may. Well, our next meeting is going to be December 16th here at the same time.
December 12th is what he said.
12th, I apologize.
Huh? What? No. Wait just a minute. No. Okay.
Yeah, December 2nd.
December 2nd. 16th. I'm sorry. Mm-hmm.
The 30th we'll skip, and then we go into December.
January 12th. Is everybody straight now? December 2nd. Okay, December 2nd, December 16th, December the 12th. And before I forget about it, everyone have a nice Thanksgiving next week. We will have one new trustee this year, and his name is James Leisure, and he will be sworn in at the first meeting in January. I presume that's how Steve or James wants to do it. I'll get with him and find out. So, having said that, let's see what else we do. Okay, I don't want to forget anything here. Okay. Reason I said fire alarms, I got fire alarms written down here, Robin.
I saw that, sir. I didn't know what that meant.
That's what it meant. Okay, so, alrighty. So, right now.
Do you want to get anybody on Zoom, sir?
Let's go ahead and show everybody how this Zoom things work. Is there anybody on Zoom, sir?
I have one. Robin?
Yes.
Okay, you can ask your question, please.
Lieutenant, what you was reading, I think it was you that was reading the reports or whatever it was that ones that you guys went on or stuff that was filed online?
No, that doesn't even count the ones online, though. That's just what we went to. The ones online, you probably could have another, probably 100 more. Yeah, I don't know that for sure, but right, we get a few of them a day.
Uh-huh. Okay, so this is stuff that you guys actually went out on?
Yes.
Okay. And I'm going to mention it again. We've been trying for 3 years to get the no-knock pass, and it just keeps getting swept under the carpet every time.
Okay.
When are you going to do something about that?
Okay. Do you want to address it, or you want me to, John?
Yes, sir.
Robin? Robin?
Mm-hmm.
Can you hear me okay? Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. What we had done with the advice of a few people, I don't know who all, I can't remember now. It's been a while. But what we have to do is a little more complicated than what me, you, and everybody first thought. We have to do certain things there. You remember what all they were, right?
I thought that they had voted to.
Yeah, you have to have, well, first of all.
They just tabled it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
We basically didn't do anything on it yet, other than decided we didn't have, you know, I guess in a way the help and this, that, and the other to come and get permits and do this and so on and so forth. So, do you recall exactly what we decided on, Robin?
I think the board tabled it because we had Mark Potts recommended because of staffing issues because we had not filled the front office in a full-time capacity.
Right.
And you need a full-time person in the front office to issue permits. To take the, if there's money involved, you know, I don't know, that's all a board decision.
I don't know what all was
involved. And so now that, I think Robin Chaney's asking, because she now knows that we have that position in the front field.
Right.
So what is the next step now, I think is kind of where we're at with it.
I'm not 100% sure what the next step is, Robin. We can, have Steve, would you, I'll get with him, maybe we can pluck into it again here and see where we go. But at the time we did it, Robin, we just didn't have people or anything to do anything. And it is, according to somebody, I don't even remember now, it was a pretty complicated deal. So, but let me get with, and I'll get with Steve here, and we'll start fucking again on it. See what all's involved.
This time next year, asking the same thing? Because I think 3 years is a little long.
Well, it is. I don't disagree with you. But I'm not exactly sure now. Mark was the one that recommended that we kind of leave it alone, I think.
Because initially when Robin Cheney introduced it, we didn't have an administrator.
Right.
So we kind of then thus kind of handed it off to the administrator.
Right.
And then thus that front position became vacant. So there was just like a domino effect.
Yeah, it was.
So if I...
You know, really, I hadn't forgotten about it, Robin. I just, you know, I was going to talk to you at a later time on it, but we've been... You know,
I contacted the other township and seen how they did it. I did all the work for it.
Yeah.
And still, nothing.
Hey, okay. Robin? Robin? John Fleshman here.
Mm-hmm.
If we recall, I brought it up to pass and asked for a resolution. It got tabled. And from what I understand from Pete Riggs, our attorney chimed in on it, saying that there has to be a protocol in which is set in place for us to be able to issue the permit as well as to be able to execute. And at that time, we didn't have anyone. Now we do have a great person that's in the front. We do have a new administrator. So what I would like to see is the first of the year, if we are ready and the board's ready, that we would bring this back up again and see if we can get this through. Now, I have noticed that some of these other townships that I have been going through, they even have the signs up that says no soliciting unless you have a permit, such and such township. So from what I understand, if I remember correctly, with legal, that was another statute that we would have to put up. Before we would put this into place, we would have to figure out how many different signs and where the locations of the signs would be in order to be in compliance. So there's a few things that we need to make sure that we're in compliance after we pass the resolution to make because people have to be able to say, like, I mean, there's going to be a lot of signs. You think about when they come down your street, at the front, you have to be a sign on each street to be able to know, to see that they can't do that. On my street, there'd be one because it dead ends.
Mm-hmm.
So in Robin's area, Robin Watkins' area, there'd be one when you come in and maybe one on the other end where they go out. So we have to find out exactly where the placing of the sign. We have to find out, do they have to be there for 30 days prior to it taking effect? So there are just a few housekeeping things that we just got to clean up just to make sure that we are in compliance.
Okay. Okay, Robin, we will get back with you, okay?
Yeah, thanks.
Well, don't be grumpy now. I'll promise you.
Thanks, Robin.
I'll promise you. Happy Thanksgiving, you folks.
Me too.
Okay, thank you. Okay, Mr. Snodgrass, is he still here?
Oh, yes.
Try to limit your down to, we're trying to get the meetings done a little
better. Trying to get it figured out. Hold on.
A little better control.
Well, just go to 6 minutes and you know it's three.
Yeah.
She's going to give you an hour and a half, or I think.
She's going to reset it.
Most of all.
You've got to take advantage of more time.
Did it start?
Is the battery dead in the thing?
We'll allow him to go ahead and talk. Sure. He's gonna go ahead and talk for everybody to quiet down for just a moment.
You gotta time it, John?
Yeah.
Okay, great. There we go.
First of all, I'd like to thank the Board of Trustees for allowing me to address an issue with you. Second, I want you to understand that I'm doing this as a citizen of this township, not as the police or fire chaplain, positions that I hold at will by this Board of Trustees.
Thank you.
The issue that has came up multiple times in communications with citizens of this township is the behavior of you and John. It is unacceptable. It's unprofessional. Letters being sent out, copies of police reports on it. The last two meetings that I've been to, this board did not act in a professional manner.
Amen.
And it's time that you two work this out. My suggestion is that you schedule, because of the sunshine law, that you schedule a special meeting, meet with Pastor Wilmot, who is my counterpart as the chaplain with the police department, and myself, and that we work out some kind of agreement between you two, so we're not asking you to like each other. Mm-hmm. What we're asking you to do is be professional when you're in here and addressing this board, these citizens. Last meeting, three citizens got up from this floor, addressed issues with you guys, actually told you that you need to leave. I'm not suggesting that in any way. But what I am suggesting is we're going to have a new board in January. Mm-hmm. You have two more years. We cannot go two more years if you guys fighting between each other.
Well, I can assure you that I'm
not. This is nothing personal. I like both of you individually.
Sure.
Okay? I've had dealings with both of you. It's always been professional. What you're doing in here is a disturbance to this township and citizens, and I'm speaking for citizens, not these folks, the people who have come to me because of my position with the fire department and the police department. I'll let you fill in the blanks. What in it are they doing?
Okay.
What in the blank are they doing? Are they out of their blanking mind? So that's what's out here on the street. And that boils down, comes back. The only people that can correct it is you two. So my suggestion is before the next trustees meet, you set a meeting up, and I know
Sunshine Law,
that it has to be because there's two trustees meeting.
Yeah.
But we do that, do it in an equal position, do it here. But you need to do this before your next meeting.
Okay.
Thank you for letting me speak.
Well, thank you, Mr. Scott. That's duly noted, and thanks for bringing it up.
Next person, sir.
Okay, next, Chip. Hi, Chip.
How you doing?
I'm doing pretty good, sir. Thank you.
Only thing I have is suggestions for the police department. Tired of these stop signs. You don't enforce them. You're asking us for money. Enforce the ticket. I know you guys are spread thin. I understand that.
We have one guy out from here to Hilliard.
I understand that.
And you heard how many runs we get.
Past summer, 18 times, almost got him on my lawnmower.
No, I get it.
Five times, I've almost gotten a fist fight for yelling at stop sign so they can stop.
Yeah, I know.
Whenever I've been the residence here for 18 years, I've been up here three times, you guys told me there's nothing we can do. One was four-wheelers, two guys threatened to beat my ass. I jumped the fence after them. One of your officers come. My wife was a witness. My wife was the one that called you guys. He sat there and told me, I didn't see it. Nothing I can do.
That's true.
And I told him, next time you guys get called, he'll be landing in my yard.
You know, with a traffic offense, Ohio law requires we see it. We can't just write a ticket to somebody.
This is beyond the stop signs. This is actually getting threatened.
Well, and also we got a problem with the prosecutor down there is not only that's arresting one right now too. It's the country.
I back you guys 100%. The other occasion, music playing down the street. Apparently they went to you guys. You guys approved them to play till 11 o'clock on a Sunday night.
No.
Said they had a permit.
No.
Is
this the mall or who?
No, down on Rosemont Avenue.
No one's come to us to say that they had a permit to play until...
That's what was told up.
And all of our neighbors...
We complained, and they said they had a permit.
There was no permit. We've never given permit to do
something.
That's what they said.
Right.
I mean, you know...
Right. And it's on a Sunday night.
Sometimes you get up early anymore to go to work.
We cannot issue a different ordinance that's already on. We have a noise ordinance as it is.
But the noise ordinance goes to 11 p.m.
Right.
We called you guys. We called Franklin County Sheriff's Office.
You know what happens with that is if we're backed up on runs. I'm just going to tell you exactly. First off, the county is spread thin. They don't have to give you the jump. And then when they get to the point where they got 7 or 8 runs and one of our cars is the only one out and they know they got the 7 or 8 runs and there's still going to be more coming in, they will air it is all. You know, because it's such a low priority. A lot of music is low priority for them. So they'll say, car 303, one of our cars, just advise you that we've got a complaint about music over Rosemont. If we ever quit sitting here on dispatch runs, you need to drive by there. And that's how that happened.
And we understand that. I mean, my suggestion, getting back, like I said, I back you guys 100%.
No, I get it.
And every officer that I ever came in contact with, I was told, man, if you guys have to use the bathroom, if you guys want a bottle of water, knock on my door, we'll give it to you. But my suggestion is about, and it does road crew, or you guys do an excellent job. You guys are great.
Is it at a corner house at Rosemont?
It's actually
Rosemont and Roll.
What is it, Rosemont and what?
Rosemont and Brown Road is where they're at.
Where the music
goes. Okay, well, that is not the house. Because we did have a family come in at near 4th of July and asked to close down a small segment of, a small road, but also Rosemont.
The street, they shut it down themselves.
And the road department came and put little barricades on it. There wasn't a permit to play loud music.
Correct.
It was just to close. It was just a small segment of the road. Then people could go around the block and still.
A different section.
I just want to make sure we weren't the same house because we know that family.
That was closer up to off of.
It was more closer to Hopkins, so I wanted to make sure we part of Rosemont.
If you look at Brown Road, you're going down towards Speedway. There's a brown house on the corner, and then there's a white house that sits back.
Yeah.
That's the house that they want to play the music at.
They did it, and it's always
on a Sunday night.
But my suggestion about stop signs.
That's okay. I've got an idea here. Can you just make a public stop and say, hey, we're hearing there's loud music. You're claiming that the board has given you a permit. The board doesn't give a permit.
Is that $15.95?
I can't remember.
If
tomorrow we can just make a stop and explain to them that, you know, one, the board never issued anything, I'm sure because I was here. Two, we've never issued someone anything in 8 years that I've been here that says that you can have loud music.
Oh, and one of our neighbors, he's a tow truck driver. He drove down that alley. He just blew on that air horn. They got mad. They jumped on his truck like a
Jimmy. It's a narrow alley.
And that was after we called and got the team up. And he said, I think.
There's a lot. But anyway, my suggestion, because I know I'm over my time.
Well, we want to apologize anyway, but it is going to probably get worse than it is going to get better.
Oh, I know. Right now. But what I'm trying to suggest.
We're getting ready to let some guys
and
go.
I know you guys are thin and you guys are letting people go.
Mm-hmm.
Is if you write the ticket and you generate cash flow.
Then
you can put speed bumps in.
Yeah.
And
now,
the problem
takes
care of itself.
Can't put speed bumps in.
Yeah.
Franklin County, you can't put speed bumps.
Yeah.
You can't?
No. Not us. We don't get that decision.
Okay, put this big dip in.
We can't do that.
Make the car ball. But I really do appreciate you guys.
I do.
Is your next person?
Bruce Park is great.
Okay.
Yep.
And I can make sure that gets passed along and they're notified.
Is what your?
I can write it for you.
And I'm willing to help out any way you guys do.
Make sure you get their.
That's what she's doing. Sorry.
Yeah, okay. Get their phone numbers so we can move on. And
but thank you, folks.
You're welcome.
You're welcome.
And I'll be here many more. It's not the first one I attended.
I'm glad you come down and brought that to our attention. But there is speed bumps and things. We've been over that forever. The county won't let you do it. There's some sort of law for whatever reason. I'm not even sure what it is. David, you may know, but we don't even ask about that anymore for speed bumps.
Not nowadays.
Okay. Let's go ahead.
Because I was
going to
bring you guys up.
We're moving to the third
minute. They go 60-80 miles an hour.
Let's go ahead. Jan, did you have...
I was just going to...
Can I get her information, sir? Yeah. Make sure I spell everything right.
Yeah, we'll
okay. Getting that Jan's got...
go ahead. You have the floor there now. Thank you.
First off, I'd like to
thank... Can you guys get going to post office?
Yeah, hold up just a minute there, Chief. Okay.
First off, I'd like to thank our police department, our first responders, and everybody. Our chaplain, especially the chaplain, for the comment that he just made that I back 150%. And he said it so much better than I could have.
He's eloquent. Yeah.
You know, I mean, it's time. It's over, it's done. The election's over and done. It's time to throw everything under the bridge, start a new year, and work on making Franklin Township number one. And everybody just jump in and help. I think they know if they need any help doing anything, if I am able, I will do it. I need to know, okay, I come from the country, and I never thought I would have to.
So did I.
Be locked and loaded at all the time in my house.
Yeah.
Never expected to have a drive-by shooting across the street from my house last week. This house over there, 1330 Brownleaf Road.
We shut it down a couple times.
Exactly. Yeah. It has been shut down. It has been, there are so many ruts in the side yard, it looks like McDonald's wishes they could do that good in an hour. I mean, they drive in the driveway, go to the back door, make their purchase, go out in the grass. Okay. There has been 3 deaths this year. 3 of them from that house. The coroner's been over and picked up. One, the next door neighbor, Shane, he bought stuff from them. I forget what it's called, but there was the fentanyl in it. We found him 2 days later. I just want to know how many people have to die over there. How many drive-bys? Because I know these guys are so limited in what they do. There's so much crap going on. What can we do? I mean, that to me, boarded up. Board the house up. I mean, they talk to the parents, and the parents say, oh, poor their kid's name. You know they've got mental problems, this and that. How many people have to die over there?
Yeah, that's,
how much drugs has to come out of that house?
And you know, Jen,
I am not the only neighbor who
you're not.
Is locked and loaded and ready
to
do backup to support them.
Yeah, it's a real chore trying to enforce the law, and it's also a terrible mess to try to get a house boarded up and stuff like that. I mean, really, I know, because I've tried to help the community and different things do some of those things, and I personally know the procedure you have to go. You know, first of all, the law will not infringe on people's privacy. They want to see this, they want to see that. They're not going to come tromping in on someone when they really don't have evidence. If they don't see it, you know what I mean? That's kind of the way it is. So it's a long, hard, drawn-out process. And you're right. I mean, we've had quite a few fatalities in the township here in the last couple, 3 weeks. And it really and truly don't get any better. Of all the times to not vote for a police lady, this is probably one of the worst. You know what I mean?
We had one last week up on Broad Street where the guy drove around with this guy that was DOA dead and sat in his passenger seat for 2 weeks before he stopped.
So,
and somebody called and said that there was somebody dead in his car. He's in the back seat over there.
So,
the other guy driving around.
That's right. Well, the point being, and you know most of these gentlemen here, Mr. Atlas and that.
And
you know,
that's a,
and you know, certainly, that's the way. And you know, they work hard. And,
oh, absolutely.
And it's really a situation where, personally, I know I've done it. You know, working through zoning boards and things like that, it is hard. And you got to have some rock solid evidence before you can start closing up people's houses.
Okay, you know. Four deaths.
Well, that's a continuous
four deaths in a month?
Well, that's enough to get somebody's attention.
Yeah, the problem is if we shut them down, we charge people, and the courts do nothing with them.
Right.
They've been shut down. As you know, we've shut that house down several times.
Oh, yeah.
But,
and
you know, the thing is now when they get all these reports and everything, the reports are compiled, and they are put online, you know, to the sheriff's department and downtown, to the prosecutors and all that kind of thing. So people are aware, law enforcement and prosecutors and things are aware when they scan all the reports and everything. They know that there's bad stuff going on, and that alerts them to start paying more attention, things like that. Hold a second, Kevin. But anyway, to try to help explain it a little bit, I know
I totally understand.
You're in a bad way there.
And I just hope
welcome
that
her down and talk. When you get a problem that's too heavy for you, you know them. Come on down and talk to them, okay? And
I have no problem with that. I'm just saying when our neighborhood, when we have kids out riding bikes and doing all that,
well, that's
if we take care of the situation.
Well, that's the reason, you know, that I was out on the last 2 days before election, and I'm really my lung hadn't really healed. I still don't breathe very well, but I was out on damp Sunday and Monday both trying to say, hey, vote for our guys, you know. So I get it. I know what you're saying. And we just have to keep pounding on it. I don't want to see our neighborhood like that, that's for sure.
Nobody wants to.
No. Well,
and
what's sad is going to happen,
you
know, keep them posted, okay? Chip, did you have something real quick?
Yeah, we had that problem in our neighborhood, 4 years ago? We came up here, and one of your officers gave us a tip, call the Franklin County Truant Task Force, have all your neighbors call on that house.
Yeah, everybody called.
It was like a week later, squat over there.
They pulled in there, had gas gun, they said, whoa!
Yeah. We did that one.
We spotted that house.
That's one of those.
So many times.
And there's a lot, there's an awful lot of bad people around, and we, you know, we and we being him and the chief and some of the other residents, we've actually went door to door, well, not necessarily door to door, but to homes where they have complained about drug houses and things like that. And we have been able to really get rid of some drug people, haven't we?
You got so, the next person, sir?
Yep, let's move on then. Bob?
Oh, that's me. Yeah, I think you better best care to. What do we complain about the trash around these people's houses? My neighbors look like a dump.
Well, you're talking to the rock guy here.
There we go.
I mean, the whole street.
County yeah.
If you drive down the alley, you leave your higher the garage.
Yeah, where are you having trouble at?
If you got high grass, that goes to me, and then I send it to that guy right there.
If
it's causing more of a concern for neighbors, it's affecting more than one person, such as rodents and stuff like that, send that to me, and then I'll pass that along to a contact at the Columbus Public Health Department.
Yeah, I'm afraid my dog get rabies or something.
Yeah, get with Nicole, make sure she's got your phone number.
She's got it, right?
You need his address and stuff.
Yeah, they're going to send it to me.
We'll send it to her.
Steve and I had a video chat with two of them over there just last week, and their turnaround time is like 2 days, sometimes the same day, when it comes to reports and going out.
The Franklin County Health Department,
department state they have. We'll send pictures. Yes, that'd be great.
I mean, everybody on our street kind of keeps their place up.
So, and if you have any problem, just get my phone number from Nicole there, and I'll be happy to help you too.
Gotcha.
Okay.
Definitely, we will.
But what we strive to do as soon as possible is to get the Franklin County Health Department.
Yeah, because I've already called and nothing was done. So we know our route now.
Yeah, we'll get that.
Nicole.
Okay.
Okay,
thank you very much, Connie.
I will send it to the appropriate department. Please,
can I see
the
phone
number? Remember, you can go to Public Health and there's an FAQ thing with information like
she's
that.
She's a call for Connie.
Okay.
Thank you. Okay. Alrighty, yes, Connie Price. I haven't seen her for a while.
Nope. You guys put white lines down the side of the road that we are supposed to be parking inside of.
Uh-huh.
And at 55 Volney, I have yet to see that they're foreigners, but still, their vehicles are halfway out into the street. If there's two cars coming down through there and there's cars parked on the other side of the street, it's impossible, practically impossible to get through there.
Right.
So I don't know if you got to put more signs out, you got to pass notes out.
No.
I don't know. But
the white lines are
you want to take care of that, send somebody out and see what we can do.
And the worst
is, did you just pass them for the night?
Yeah, that was years ago when we put the white lines up in Broadlawn, but not to be parked out in the roadway.
And
it's
mainly at 55 Coolidge.
The ORC says that the white lines are pedestrian lines.
Nicole?
Okay.
Get her address, okay, Connie.
Get her address, they just parked on the road.
And anywhere. I have two more things. The one of them, the house on Bonlany Avenue, the second one from Harding Drive, has gotten stuff grown up around it so much, and it hasn't been cut down in years. And you can't even tell that there's a house there, and the only way you know, as you go by, there's a trailer with a beat-up car in front of it.
Okay.
So I don't know who has to take care of
that. Well, I'll have to get with Jeb on that and get it worked out.
36
well, that would be actually that would be we could have get Connie's address.
You can't see the house.
Connie, see if you can give her the address there on Volney.
I'm not sure the. I know it's the second house from Harding.
I can't see the house.
Well,
just put it at the corner of Harding and Volney or something.
I can look it up.
Give her the phone number.
Okay.
Okay.
And get, well, you can get the health department out on that one, that house, too.
Well, the high grass would probably go to that fair right there first.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not just high. It's above the roof. You can't see. But anyway, before I pick the next person off, I do want to say, but I will. I know that I will. I want to say thank you to our police and our first responders, and I pray for you every day, and I pray for your families. And I know there's good cops, there's bad cops, but my prayers is going to change the bad cops. I do pray for your family, because you're not in this alone.
No.
All righty. Well,
all right, now, here's one that's going to tip somebody off, and I don't care.
Okay.
All right? I get a letter right before the election, a concerned resident. It has somebody else's address on it, and the letter that I read really upset me, not because of what it said, but because of the way it was done. Mm-hmm. And my thing is, if you weren't lying, you wouldn't be afraid of slander. And if you weren't a coward, you would have put your name on it.
Yeah.
Because the way I am, what I have to say, I will say it to your face, and I'm not going to go behind your back. And I'm sure the election came out the way they wanted.
I'm sure it did.
Amen.
Well, let's just say that, just for everybody's information, we periodically, the trustees, me, John, and Ari, which is not here tonight, periodically get letters from a few people.
I'm sure
and they are the sweetest things in the world. Matter of fact, they don't even say, God, Ralph, I hope you're getting along okay. Have a good holiday. They're kind of nasty, some of them are, aren't you, John?
They have different addresses, and I've went to the
address. But they have, I somewhat know who the folks are, but, you know, it's honestly, Connie, that part of the thing. If you pay too much attention to it, you say
it. That's uncool.
Yeah, it is cool.
To put on the address that they get, that is a coward. But you are a coward.
Now, and some of the issues.
The Board of Trustees needs to set the example of sending those letters.
Need to do what, sir?
I said the Board of Trustees needs to set the example.
Well, they do. I don't disagree with it.
We need to call these.
But I'll tell you what. Yeah. I'll tell you what. I'll probably. I've probably known you, Mr. Snodgrass, for at least 6 or 8 years, and that's probably the first thing in your life that you've ever heard me say that was out of line, not gentlemanly. And if you have a problem with anything, haven't I come to try to look into it and try to help visit your home? And if you have a drain problem, may not be all able to help you, but I do come and I do try to help our community. And so I do, and I think it was bad behavior on both parts, and I'll leave it at that. Mm-hmm. So thank you.
Well,
is there anyone else? We've been here actually since 1 p.m., so it is getting to be a long day.
You missed your nap, didn't you?
Yes, sir. Messed up my nap, Connie. Yeah. Well, you folks all have a happy Thanksgiving. Is everybody, does anybody else have anything they need?
Is everybody safe?
Happy Thanksgiving.
Adjourn the meeting, sir?
Yeah. I'd like to adjourn now. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks. It's good seeing you folks here. Yeah, just keep in touch. When you have, just give her a call.
I've already emailed her. Okay. I just got done doing
her.
Then we'll do with
we, you know, we.